beer to your ear. It's time for What's on Tap on KX93.5.
Yeah, it's about that time again. Welcome back to our Pearl Street studios. Highlighting craft beer every Friday is what we do with What's on Tap, courtesy of Straub Distributing. This month, Ninkasi out of Eugene, Oregon as well. I'm Mookie. Jim Kennedy is here. Don Damari, Howard Compton, David Pixler, Matt Medina. We don't have microphones for everybody. It's crazy.
Full house.
Yeah, right? How's everybody doing?
We're doing awesome.
Fantastic.
We're good.
Yeah. Amazing.
There's so much to do. Howard brought jelly beans, which is, I guess we'll get to that a little bit later. A little tasting.
Yeah, at Ninkasi, they do a sensory class, and they do this jelly bean thing where you close your nose and you chew on the jelly bean, and when you release your nose, it has a full aroma.
Like an aromatics exercise type of thing, if you will.
That and Howard just likes candy.
Well, we all like candy. Yay. He always brings treats. Normally it's beer, but today it's candy as well. Matt Medina, we have someone on the line holding, and if everything goes according to plan, Nico should be on the phone right now. Can you hear us?
I'm here.
Yeah.
How's it going?
See, it's all working. Amazing.
I like when a plan comes together.
No kidding.
Isn't technology wonderful?
No, yeah, right?
Good afternoon.
So Nikos, are you actually calling from your headquarters up in Eugene right now?
I am. I'm calling from the brewery. Beautiful day here in Eugene, so we're ready for it. About time, beer drinking weather for sure.
Nice, man. I know you don't need any excuses as far as the weather or anything goes.
That's right.
To be drinking good beer. We've been highlighting Ninkasi all month. It sounds like an amazing operation. We talked to one of your, who was that? Was it Mr. Floyd we talked to?
Yeah, Jamie. Yeah, Jamie called in 2 weeks ago.
Right? And he was giving us a little bit of the history on the brewery and how some of the beers came about. It's amazing.
Yep, indeed. It's been a lot of fun.
Right? So you've been on board, Nico, since day one, right?
Day one, yeah. Jamie and I, we started it up. He was a brewer professionally when we started, and I was focused on the business side, and so learned a lot when it was just the two of us, for sure, doing a little bit of everything, and it's been a great adventure so far.
And now you guys have a staff of several people, right?
We're right up to about 100 now.
Wow, amazing. And you even picked up our friend Matt Medina, who's sitting here in the studio today.
Woo, woo.
Indeed. Right? Lucky break for us, yep.
What we're really highlighting today is something that I've been wanting to try for a really long time. Matt's has been talking about it for a while, the Made in the Shade. Can I see a bottle? Can you pass that to me? And from what I understand, from what I've heard, Matt, is this was actually created for a festival that you guys do up north.
Yeah, and Nikos could probably talk a little bit more on Nikos.
Yeah,
what's the history?
The Oregon Country Fair is a long-running, just really fun sort of art and music festival that happens here in Eugene every year. Brings in people from all over the country. A lot of great music and artisan producers. And it originally started as a Renaissance fair, but it's not an alcohol-oriented event. They don't bend to the public, but there's, of course, a need for backstage for all the artists to have a place to hang out and relax and have a few beers between sets. And so we were asked to set up the backstage beer garden for the whole event, and we brewed this beer the first year we went out there for the event specifically, and it's a light summer-style IPA, just great for the summertime, and brewed with 8 hop varieties now. It was 7 originally. We added Magnums last year, but Jamie's quote basically at the time was he wanted to put all of the dankest smelling hops that he could in this beer to make sure it was appropriate for the festival.
So. The dankest. The dankest smelling of the hops.
Dank is a great
the dankest, the right? Dankest sweet smelling of the hops, yep.
I love it. So this is more or less a seasonal thing, comes out every summer?
Comes out every summer, yeah. We release it, May 1st now, and then it's around for 4 months, and something I look forward to every year for sure.
Well, I'm trying it for the first time right now. It looks like it's 6.8% alcohol. Tasty, tasty IPA. I feel like I could drink a lot of this. I don't know about you guys.
Very good.
I know from experience that I can drink a lot of it, so yeah.
Oh. Right?
This will go good with Papa's Soul Food.
What is that? What's is that up in Eugene?
Yeah, it's a place down the street from them. It's a barbecue place.
Ooh.
Howard, when you went to visit Eugene, did you hang out with Nikos and everybody?
I didn't see those guys, and I'm upset I didn't, but they had us running around, giving us a tour, and we went through that sensory class. I was with Alyssa Miller, a new employee they had, so we did a lot of things, and we were busy.
Nice.
They were so nice down there.
So Nikos, is it? It's actually the case with this particular beer. You guys were actually striving to get that a certain danky smell, right? And or flavor.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. Correct. Yeah.
And it's, you nailed it. We nailed it.
It pairs well with other festival activities.
Sure. We're drinking the Made in the Shade. It's an IPA by Ninkasi. We were highlighting them all month here on the What's on Tap segment, courtesy of Straub Distributing and KX93.5. Is anybody in the room, or maybe even Nikos could talk about the ingredients as far as the hop varieties in the Made in the Shade? Does anybody know what's in this?
I do indeed. We use Summit, Centennial, Simcoe, Columbus Crystal, Palisade, Amarillo, and this year we also added Magnum to brighten it up a little bit. So it's got eight hop varieties in it now.
Right on.
So plenty of hops. Got some flake barley. Kind of creates that lightness and smoothness of body. A little bit lighter in color than a typical IPA, and just lets that kind of hop forwardness come through. And then in terms of the label art, it's one of the few collaborative labels that we done. We worked with Annabelle Garcia, who's Jerry Garcia's daughter, who lived in Eugene before she moved recently. And
nice.
So that's kind of fun because the Grateful Dead had a big presence at the Oregon Country Fair as well. So it kind of all ties together into the whole history and experience of the whole event.
So that's so great.
Pretty fun process all around. Yeah.
Matt, I know you're relatively new to Ninkasi. Have you experienced one of these festivals up there yet?
No, not yet.
Not
that
yet.
Is on the bucket list.
Yeah.
And I think it should be mandatory, right, Nikos?
That's right. You got to go at least once.
There you
no
go.
Doubt.
Hey, Nikos, this is Pixler. You got to tell them about the Whitaker Block Party.
Oh, yeah, the Whitaker Block Party is another awesome event that happens in Eugene. That's the first Saturday of August every year right here in the Whitaker neighborhood where the brewery is located. And there's actually, when we started, we were the only brewery here in the neighborhood. Now there's three breweries within walking distance and a couple of wineries and a bunch of great restaurants. And so we throw up a bunch of stages all over the neighborhood and free festival. Just tons of people come down, and it's a great day in the beginning of August. Beer gardens everywhere and lots of bands, seven or eight stages usually, and then kind of open houses at all the neighborhood businesses and other breweries and wineries and stuff in the neighborhood. So that's a really fun day too.
Mookie, it's basically like the weenie roast out here on steroids.
Wow.
It's pretty spectacular.
You're going to be up there in August, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be up there. No, actually, Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
So I'm going to take a few days off and try to do the brewery tour thing, do some hiking, see some concerts and stuff. So I'll make it a point to see you guys up there, Nikos.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'd love to host you.
Right on. What else is on the horizon for Ninkasi? I know you guys are doing big things. Anything else to touch on while we have you here live on the air?
We're mere days away from our new brewery final commissioning and new admin office move, and so that's something that's really exciting for us. And with all the new capacity and new facilities and capabilities, we're going to be able to continue to expand our creativity and our portfolio of beers. And you know, it's been a long time coming. I looked at my email the other day. It's 3 years ago we started planning this project, so that it's the fact that it's just a few days away, everybody's really excited around here. So
wow.
we're feeling great going into summer, and everybody's stoked.
Sounds amazing, man. Well, we know that you guys do such great things for independent artists and musicians, and only the finest ingredients in your beer. And so far, so good. We're happy to be a part of the... I feel like we're family already. Are we family now, part of the Ninkasi family?
You're part of the Ninkasi family now, no doubt.
All right, appreciate it. We're all bowing down.
It's official now.
The goddess of fermentation.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, yeah, Howard?
What do you guys think of this label, Don?
It's very pretty. I like how they drew the maiden and the butterfly. Oh, the butterfly looks like a devil with a paintbrush on butterfly wings.
It does look like a devil with a paintbrush.
It's very creative and cute. I love it.
Right? Special release, Made in the Shade, available to the general public. And again, it's a summer style IPA, and it is damn good. Nikos, thank you so much for taking the time, man, and we will certainly talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks a lot for having me.
All right. Thank you,
Nikos. Thanks,
Nikos. Thank you.
Rad. Well, thanks for doing that. Thanks for finding us the phone number of Nikos.
That worked out great.
Right?
It's always good talking to the source.
Yeah, totally. So what else do we have going on this early afternoon?
Well, we brought Pixler in because
we did.
Yes.
It's a special day for him today.
I don't know if I'd call it special necessarily.
You know what's going on today,
well,
David?
He starts a new job today.
Oh.
So we just want to thank him for being at Straub for all the years and wish him luck on the new venture he's on. And we'll still be in touch with him and get him out here once in a while.
Yeah.
You better. You're still going to be selling my beers.
Yes. Now I can really harass you.
That's right. We want to know more about that. We want to know who you've linked up with. And also, we definitely want to know about these treats that Howard brought into the studio. We're going to play a song or two and then come back to our Pearl Street studios. Right after this, it's What's on Tap on KX93.5.
This has been What's on Tap. Listen on Fridays at 4 p.m. for more brews and beer tips.